5 Minute Friday, episode number 405, Why Anything is Possible. Hey guys, I'm currently in India attending a spiritual meditation retreat called One World Academy, and I'm learning so much wisdom from the incredible teachers here. We're doing a number of different meditations and exercises throughout each day. They're going like 12-hour days, and it's full on. And while I'm connecting with all the areas of my life and my subconsciousness and my consciousness and learning about a spiritual vision and all these other things that I'm going to be covering in the following weeks, the same time I'm expanding my mindset and expanding my universe, this week here in India, Donald Trump became president of the United States, as all of you know, okay? Now, I don't care if you love him, if you voted for him, if you didn't vote for him, if you think he's the most despicable human being in the world, or you agree with parts of him or don't agree with a lot of him. For me, in this conversation, that is irrelevant. What I am inspired by is that anything is actually possible. Now, here is a 70-year-old man who decided to run for president, who had incredible stamina throughout the last couple of years, touring all over the country, showing up after attack that he got from media left and right. He was committed to his vision and had so much belief in his vision and that he could win, that he actually pulled it off. I'm actually kind of in shock that it happened myself, but it shows me that anything is possible for me and for any one of you listening. Now, here's why. Again, zero political experience. He doesn't have any experience in politics. In fact, every news station was bashing on him on how unpresidential and zero political insights that he actually had. So he had zero education on this profession of leading the free world, right? He had zero education. He's a 70-year-old man. He is, for some, past his time, past his prime to be able to lead, yet that didn't hold him back. He didn't get all these huge donations. He got some money, but he didn't get all these huge donations. He was able to fund a lot of this on himself. And he was so clear on his messaging. He was able to take a complex idea and make it simple. Make America great again. Now, whether you like the slogan or not, or you agree with anything, that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm not giving my opinion on the human being of Donald Trump. What I'm giving my opinion on is how inspiring someone can believe in themselves, whether it's good or bad, and make it happen. Now, I'm not sure he's going to be able to feel sustainable after what I'm learning here. I'm not sure he's going to feel fulfilled based on his some of his actions, some of his words, the way he treats certain people. I'm not sure he feels fulfilled all the time when he goes to bed at night, right? But that's not what I'm talking about here. What I'm talking about here is that anything is possible. If Donald Trump can become the president with no experience, old age, with everyone in the media against him, it's just amazing what we can all create. We can all create anything we want if we are committed to our vision and if we believe in ourselves enough. Now, I'll take that a step further. When we believe in something greater than ourselves, then man, we have stamina for days. And believe it or not, I believe Donald wants to make America great again in his own way, right? And he wants to support people in his own way. Maybe a lot of you don't think that, but I believe that's what he believes. He believes it so much that he's doing it for the greater good and for himself, of course. But he was so committed in his vision and believing in himself that he actually pulled it off. He didn't back down anytime. He didn't show signs of slowing down. He didn't show signs of quitting or stopping when people, when every Republican, a political Republican said or was against him, when no one actually vouched for him in his own campaign, all the other politicians who were Republicans did not vouch for him. Celebrities were bashing him on social media, saying how horrible of a human he was. Everyone was against this guy, and yet he believed in himself. For me, that takes a lot of self-confidence, courage to continue. And maybe some of you say it'll be he's naive, but whatever it is, he believed. And there is a lesson to be learned in that alone. Again, not in how he did things or what he said or his morals or his ethics, but the fact that he actually created the result that he saw in his mind years ago. He had this vision and he believed so powerfully he could make it happen. There was no wavering ever. He was so confident until he took that acceptance speech and actually made it come true. I don't care where you're at in your life right now. I don't care how young or old you are. I don't care how much experience you have, how little experience, how much money, how little money. If you believe in yourself enough, you build that confidence, you build that experience, you build that belief in yourself. I'm telling you, if Donald Trump can become the president of the free world, then you can achieve your dreams, whatever that is. Now is the time to step up. Use this as an example that anything is possible. If you can believe it, I can't believe it, but it happened. And so it shows even more proof that even though there was no evidence that he was going to be the president, he made it happen. He surrounded himself with a team that supported him. He had clear messaging that people could understand. He spoke to people in a way where they could understand. And that, my friends, is the power of belief. And anything, I'm telling you, anything after what just happened with Donald Trump, anything for me is possible moving forward. This isn't just like some nice quote or tagline or saying. This is like so true in my gut now, especially after what I'm learning here at this meditation retreat, that anything, my friends, is powerful. Especially if you can come from a beautiful state with a spiritual vision, you are going to create magic in your life. More on that in the coming episodes of my entire breakdown of what I'm learning, which is seriously some mind-blowing stuff that I'm taking away from this experience. It's kind of hard to explain. I'm still in the middle of it. I've taken a ton of notes, gone through a lot of different exercises, and I'm going to do a full recap here in the coming weeks. But anything is possible if you believe enough in yourself, you commit to your vision, you surround yourself with the right people, you have the right messaging, you have the right stamina and work ethic, it's possible. Is it always going to happen? You know, maybe Donald wouldn't have been president, but he did whatever it took to make it happen, and it happened. So anything is possible. I hope you understand this after what happened this week.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is 5 Minute Friday, episode number 405. If you loved this, if you're inspired by the podcast, if you've gotten value out of the podcast, make sure to share with your friends, lewishouse.com/405. Post it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Let me know your thoughts. If you think that anything is possible after this week, or do you think this was a joke, a scam, or some other thoughts you have, let me know in the comment section at lewishouse.com/405. I love you guys very much. Believe in yourself. Come from a beautiful place. Experience joy, passion, and love as much as possible, and rid yourself of suffering and hurt, because it's not worth it. And there's no way you'll achieve anything, any big dream, from a place of hurt or suffering. I love you, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.